Hi, welcome to this week's special edition episode of the podcast. By special edition, I mean we don't have any questions. We have questions, but we're not answering any of them this week. This week, we're playing Stratego.
Yeah.
And talking about probably kind of just whatever while we play. And the reason we're playing is because I, for a very long time, have been saying to Tanner, I'm good at board games, but there's one board game I've literally never lost, and that's Stratego. And Tanner doesn't believe me. So we're playing a game of Stratego, which Tanner texted me at like 2, and he's like, hey, you want to play Stratego on our podcast? And I was like, well, like, while we talk? And that's what we're going to do. So, Tanner, how was your day today? Also, who goes first? We have the board set up already.
I don't know who goes first.
You want to, like, flip a coin for it?
Sure.
Let's flip the rules for it.
Yeah, sure.
Setup side is me. Specialist pieces side is you.
Okay.
Oh, what the? Okay, that doesn't work. there's no way flipping that's fair. Let's, gotta flip a toothbrush?
Sure. Brush, the bristle side is you.
Yeah, but what do we do if it lands on its side, which it's going to do?
You know what?
Bristles to the left, me. Bristles to the right, you.
Okay,
it's me.
Yeah, you gotta go first.
That worked better than I expected it to.
To answer your question, my day was difficult, actually.
Why is that?
So, my work the last few days. So, basically, outline. Do you know what I do? Like, do you know what my job is, basically?
You kind of do inventory.
Yeah, basically. Okay. I tell people that because it's easier for me to say that than to actually describe what my job is.
Well, I think it's more like you're managing shipments, keeping track of what's coming in and out, and making sure everything goes out when it needs to.
Pretty much.
It's kind of like you manage the basement.
Yeah, my technical role is assistant manager of the basement, which kind of is a lame role, but
that's a really funny way to describe it.
Assistant manager of the basement. But in the basement, so I work at a boutique, and upstairs, very fancy, schmancy, posh, lovely, like, the aesthetic is very upper middle class, like, it's a nice place to be. You walk in, it's very well lit, everything is nice.
Oh, I left a piece in a spot I didn't want it to be.
I'm
looking down and it's like, oops, I definitely meant to leave that somewhere else.
And so, So if you exit the beautiful, lovely, well lit aesthetic.
Do you remember how to do combat?
All I know is that you just...
Yeah, so you'll tap my piece and your piece. Like, let's say I wanted these two to fight. I don't. Let's say I did, though. I'd tap mine and yours, and then we'd count. And then at the same time, we'd call out the number.
Yeah.
And higher number wins. If it's a tie, we both lose.
Yeah. Okay. So...
Just because you haven't done any fighting, and we keep, like, kissing. So, here in the middle.
So basically, what happens is you leave that lovely, like, aesthetic... very well lit. And you then journey to the basement. And the basement is everything that the upstairs is not. It is dark. It is dingy. It is overcrowded. It is not overcrowded by people, overcrowded by material. It's like insanely overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go down there and that's where I work. So basically what happens is we get shipments in the back of the store. Did you just move?
Yes.
So we get shipments in the back of the store and, wow, I'm really focused with this.
That's fine. Just keep talking. Like you're just on autopilot.
So we get shipments in the back of the store and my job is I'm the only man who works on the gift side or the basement of the store.
This is one of those things where once the killing starts, it's just going to go.
It all goes off the rails.
Like, that's not usually how this game goes. Usually it's a lot more, like,
we're kind of we're doing a Cold War thing right now.
That's because neither of us wanted to show the other one at all what we're moving. 100% chance that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I don't want him to know.
No, I don't. I'm worried.
Because as soon as I know one thing, I'm going to start having guesses about what's going on with
the
pieces.
I'm starting to stress.
That's fine.
So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So we get shipments in the back of the store, and... I'm the only man who works on the gift side or the basement. We also have a pharmacy, and there are men who work in the pharmacy, but really the pharmacy and the rest of the store are completely separate entities.
Right.
They're not, but they are. And so
You moved?
Yes. I'm stressing.
Dude, it's okay. It's just a game.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
On three?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Six. Two. I'm
down. So basically what will happen is we...
You know what? On three. One, two, three. Okay.
So basically what will happen is we'll get these big shipments. I mean, for the whole time the store's been around, they would get these big shipments in the back, and they would get all the women up there. They would all carry boxes from the shipment down. The shipments are like, they're on a pallet. They're tall and they're on a pallet. Did you move?
Oh, I did combat.
You did combat. They're tall and...
On three?
Yeah.
One, two, three, five. Two. Okay. That'll advance you.
Yeah.
Can everybody... Oop. That was almost terrible. Sorry, I'm just checking.
Okay. So, I've told you the story of how I got down there. I used to be the delivery boy. I was the only delivery boy at the store. And one day I heard them talking about how busy they are. Their business is booming right now, but because of that, they don't have enough people to process the amount of material they're bringing into the store to be able to send upstairs, because the material is processed through the basement, then it goes upstairs. And, they were talking about how stressed out they were because they didn't know how to handle this influx of material, but they needed to keep their business going because they wanted to keep making profit.
Right.
And what ended up happening was... You're stressing me out.
On three. One, two, three, five. Six.
So what ended up happening was I called my manager that day and I said, hey...
One, two, three, six.
And I called my manager that day and I was like, hey, you know what? I can work with you. I can do this. I can take the hours. I can take the... I could use a pay raise.
Mm-mm. On three. One, two, three, nine.
Seven.
Oh, now I know too much. Okay. It's well, you moved forward. You didn't have to.
Oh, I didn't have to. Okay,
no, I'm not. No, you don't going have to move no. forward. Yeah, you okay, if you're the defender.
Yeah, I'm not going to then.
So,
long story short, I went from being the delivery boy to working half my time or three quarters of my time in the basement and then quarter of my time in the delivery van. And, after that, actually, just in the past week, they've switched me from working in the delivery van at all. I work full time in the basement now. I no longer work at all in the delivery van, and which is fun. I enjoy that.
On three.
One, two, three, six. Bomb.
The bomb doesn't go away.
I think that would defeat the purpose.
I was pretty sure you had to move the miner over to actually get rid of the bomb.
Shoot, that's awesome.
Let me double check, though, because I could be wrong.
So, these huge shipments come in now, and I take them down. Now, it's not that like the women don't help me at all. It's not that they don't do anything. It's just that because they recognize that I am a biological male and I am young. And
yeah, the bomb remains in its square.
Oh, sweet.
Bombs don't go away.
And I am young and fit.
Yeah.
I also
can't move bombs.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, just making sure.
Yeah, and because I am young and fit, they have me take the pallets downstairs. Usually that's 100% fine. I'm fine with that. They're heavy boxes, and I have to take them down a flight of stairs and then walk back up the flight of stairs, get another box, then walk down a flight of stairs again.
Miner.
Bomb.
Does the miner have to advance? Yep. He's in the danger zone. All
right.
On three, one, two, three.
Six.
Three. That's fine. On three.
One, two, three, four.
Two. I'm learning. It's fine. Nothing's gone wrong yet. It's your turn.
Yeah. So basically, what happens is that I take all the pallets downstairs, which is almost always completely fine. Until this week. What happened this week is... Oh, gosh, I'm trying to focus on two things at once. This is really intense.
Yeah. I'm going to turn these up so that you can tell what's gone.
Yeah. Let's do that. Until this week. Yesterday, we got 5 pallets. Mm-hmm. Now, these pallets are not small. They are not waist height. These pallets were taller than me. Mm-hmm. And they were about 3 feet, 4 feet across each.
Yeah.
They're large pallets and they're full of very heavy boxes. And I had to carry all of these down a flight of stairs. And it was very intense.
On 3, 1, 2, 3, 5.
So I spent most of my day...
When you attack, you have to move into the square.
So, so yesterday, I spent almost all of my day carrying those boxes downstairs. By the time I left, I actually stayed an hour longer than I was supposed to because I was working. and I ended the day very, very exhausted. And so today I woke up. I was really worried my back was going to hurt because you know I have back problems.
Yeah.
But my back feels mostly fine, which is a gift. My legs kill. My legs are so tired. And you know when you get like...
It's your turn, by the way.
Do you remember what like growing pains feel like?
Yep. I still have them.
Yeah, so that's how my legs are feeling right now. And then today, we got 2 more pallets. So with this pain that I already had in my legs, I had to carry 2 more pallets downstairs. And I had to start organizing the pallets in the basement because we got so much material that we weren't able to actually process any of it because we had so much. We were trying to organize it all downstairs. Downstairs is very... It's not cluttered. It's just there's a lot of stuff. And so, basically, bottom line, I'm exhausted.
Right.
I'm very tired today.
I mean, that makes sense, though.
But, work was good. Thanks for asking.
Hey, how was your day? My day was fine, but yesterday I turned down the job offer I talked about the other day.
Oh, really? Why's that?
It was weird. So I show up to the building, and it's fine. It's a normal building. It's actually like a medical like supply, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a security job, so I was kind of just going to hang out, you know? And that was fine. That was whatever. That was one of those things where it was like, I was totally okay with whatever it was that I was going to be asked to do. Hold on. Okay. But, you know, that's just kind of how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I show up. Did you move?
No. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did.
I show up and I was like, this is fine. This is whatever. I don't have any... On 3, 1, 2, 3, 6. Two. I was totally fine with whatever it was going to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I met the guy, and he was a really nice guy. The guy that was, like, offering the job or whatever.
Yeah.
And, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. They're both dead.
Oh, sweet. All
right. Okay.
So I met the guy. He was very kind.
Very nice guy. But, okay, so my friend Waldo had told me a little bit about him beforehand. Okay?
1, 2, 3, 2.
Oh. So Waldo had told me a little bit about him beforehand, and I was like half prepared for meeting this guy, you know? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Spotter spots 4.
And I die, right?
Yep.
Okay. That was a little bit reckless of me.
Yeah, you just kept pushing. And now it's your turn, because I moved.
Okay.
So I met the guy. He's really nice. But Waldo had told me a little bit about him beforehand. And the thing... 1, 2, 3, 4. 9. The thing Waldo had told me was, this guy's kind of like you. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he's a forever DM. I was like, okay, that's weird, but that's fine. You know, I'm cool with having the information I have.
Yeah.
You know? And
you go.
I did go. I was okay with, like, whatever I was gonna encounter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I meet the guy, and I sat down, and he was a little bit taller than me, and a lot stockier than me, about 20 years older.
Okay.
And I was talking to him, he's like, Waldo tells me you're a returned missionary, where did you serve? I was like, I served in Jamaica. And he's like, I served in Argentina. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And we talked a little bit. When we got to his office, we talked about Dungeons and Dragons and the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you're in school, what are you studying? And I was like, I'm in school for writing for film and television. And he goes, that's so crazy. I went to school for 2 years for writing for film.
No way.
And then I decided I wanted a real job, so I majored in political science. No, but it wasn't like that wasn't the problem.
Oh, right? He wasn't like condescending about it.
No, he was like laughing about it, but he's like, I'd like to try to get back into it, you know?
Okay.
And we talked a little bit. I realized he was like me in 20 years.
I went,
and that
by
made
the way.
Me, huh?
I went.
Oh, I didn't even see where. It made me like so uncomfortable meeting this guy that was like basically just me 20 years from now.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you have to cut your hair. And I was fine with the idea of cutting my hair, you know? Like, oh, what are you going to do? One, two, three, six.
Spotter, spot six.
That's fine. Spotter, spot, spotter.
I'm going to die.
I was fine with, like, kind of meeting this guy because he was just me. And it was weird. But, like, I left and I was so unnecessarily uncomfortable. Like, I'd never felt so strange in an encounter, you know? But it just kind of happened that way. I can only do that one more time before I lose the game. You can't move a piece back and forth three times.
That's a weird rule, but
you don't lose, but you just can't do it. So I literally can't move into that square again.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I just left and I was like so uncomfortable with the fact that I just like met myself. I turned the job down. 1, 2, 3, 10.
2. Spotter spots 10.
That's fine. Spotter doesn't have to move.
Wait, Spotter doesn't have to move?
No, not after it captures.
Oh, I thought I could literally just keep my spotter right here and just spot stuff.
No.
I was like, that kind of ruins a game, doesn't it?
It would.
All right. Did you just go?
I did. I'm moving back one. I'm not going to keep chasing. Did you move? No.
No. All right. Shoot.
Okay, what is it?
1, 2, 3. 3. 3.
They're both dead.
Yep. This is really intense.
Yeah.
I'm very engaged.
Yeah, anyway, it was just weird meeting me, so I turned the job down. That was kind of that's the whole story.
So it was like me,
if I gave up.
Yeah, so... Oh. Okay, I get it. You didn't want to every day stare at yourself after giving up.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't want to... on another note, things have been okay otherwise. You know, like, that was just weird. That was one of those days that it's like, I don't like that.
Like, why... I mean, I'm more of just trying to spur conversation, but, like, why don't you like that? Like, what...
It was just weird. It was too discomforting. You know?
Just, like... Almost kind of a deja vu sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't like it because of that.
Okay, I mean, I respect that. How was your regular job?
Fine. I mean, it was Brian's last day today. Brian's officially, like, out.
Yeah. Was Brian the guy that you didn't really have a great time with?
No, Brian I really liked.
Oh, Brian's the one that you do like.
Yeah, he's not a manager or anything. 1, 2, 3, 2.
What's a spotter's job with a bomb? A
spotter can spot bomb.
Okay.
Yep. Work was fine. It was Brian's last day, so he was kind of screwing around a little bit, but what can you do, you know?
Yeah. I'm frightened.
One, two, three, seven. Okay. Spotter spots 7.
I hate you. Gosh.
It's your turn.
Okay, I think I'm starting to figure out your strategy a little bit.
What do you mean? No.
So.
don't explain it. We're just gonna keep talking.
All right.
What is Have you had any weird dreams lately?
No, but I researched something recently.
What? I know that's a spotter.
That is a spotter.
Mine's a 9.
Okay, sweet.
It's your turn.
I did some interesting research recently. Yeah. And so, as you know, I'm the dramaturg for Mamma Mia, which basically means like
1, 2, 3, 9. That's fine.
I know what you're gonna do.
Go ahead. Yeah. That's what I thought.
So basically what a drama, for listeners, for what a dramaturg does is we research everything having to do with a theatrical production, everything to do with the script and the set and the lighting and everything. Basically we research the backstory of all of that so that we...
Have you noticed that there's like several pieces I haven't touched? Yes. Just to keep you confused?
Yes, I have noticed that, and it's scaring me.
There's quite a few I haven't touched very intentionally, so you don't know what they are.
There's a couple that I haven't touched too on purpose.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love this game.
So, I've been researching lately, and have you seen Mamma Mia?
No.
The stage. So in the stage production, the entr'acte, so the opening of Act 2, is a scene where Sophie is having a nightmare about the wedding. And if you know the story of Mamma Mia, basically, Sophie knows of three men who could potentially be her dad. She doesn't know which one is which. Her mom raised her as a single mom. And she had flings with three guys in one weekend, and one of them is Sophie's dad, and she doesn't know which one it is. So basically, she invites all three of them to the wedding, to her wedding, where she's getting married at the age of 20. And all of them...
One, two, three, nine. Six.
One, two, three, ten.
Ooh.
I'm now fearful.
All right, it's your turn.
So,
One, two, three, five.
I knew it.
One, two, three, spy.
No.
Eat it.
No. No! No!
Okay.
One, two, three, eight.
Spy, yeah. You have to move forward. Spotter spots 8.
I hate this game. So,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so Sophie has a nightmare about the wedding and about her dad's and all kinds of messy stuff. Three. Bomb. Minor.
Yeah. Okay.
One, two, three, eight. Three. Oh, gosh, I'm frightened.
I take the space. One, two, three, nine. Eight. You still have a 9 on the board?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. That's really unfortunate.
Now you do.
That may have been a terrible blunder. Let me look at what you... Okay, so you've lost pretty much all your high-ticket pieces as well as me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Wait, does the miner go off the board when he mines something?
No, but I killed it with the 8. With the
8. Oh, that's true. That's true. You did do that.
Yeah. Bomb.
Ah, I knew it.
Was it worth your 6?
No. I'm scared.
Yeah, now nothing makes sense.
I know. No, nothing. Nothing. So, no, I'm not going to tell you my strategy or what my thought process is right now. I'm still scared, though. Because you're moving this guy real close to my 9, and I'm scared.
I still have both my spotters.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. No.
Might be worth mentioning.
No. No. No! Yes! I'm so scared. I love the listeners are just hearing like this clicking.
I forgot that we were recording a podcast. I was getting really into it.
Okay.
This is bad.
Anyway, what were you saying? Oh no, I was saying
you were talking about
dramaturgy. Yeah, I was talking about so my dramaturgy.
What's happening?
But, yeah, my job is to add depth to, and so I research all the things I have to do. So for instance, they mention a drink called ouzo in in the play, they're like, oh, we're going to drink the ouzo at the wedding. I researched ouzo. What is ouzo? It's an alcoholic beverage traditionally drunk in Greece at weddings. And so then I give that to the cast. And so they're like, oh, I understand what that is. And it adds a layer of depth to the cast experience for the show. And then it adds a layer of depth for the audience's experience. Did you go?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Then it adds a layer of experience for the audience to be able to enjoy the show. And so I was researching, I started researching about dreams because I was curious.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
Minor.
Ball. No, I know. Oop, I accidentally threw it. One, two, three, spotter. Three.
Yes. What do you think the Andersons are doing with a whole roll off?
Yep.
Okay. So I was researching, and at the beginning of the entr'acte, Sophie has a nightmare. One, two, three. Oh.
100% worth it. There's still enough pieces I haven't moved. I know you know very little.
So Sophie has a nightmare about the wedding, about her dad's, about her future husband, all kinds of scary stuff. And so I researched, hey, are pre-wedding nightmares common? Mm-hmm. Turns out, yes, they are extremely common. And so,
all right, that's the flag.
Yes! Yes! Yes, I did it! I won!
So my problem, and I'm going to be honest with you, no, this isn't even a joke. I accidentally left a bomb there. I never put bombs on the front row. That's like terrible.
Yeah.
And when I was setting up, I was so focused on this corner and this
corner. You wanted to make it look so fortified.
I forgot to put I forgot to move this bomb to where I wanted it to be. Yeah. I saw that right at the beginning. I was like, whatever.
Do you want to see my pieces?
Sure. Wait. Yeah, I was going to guess that your flag was over. Yeah, that was actually pretty much where I thought the flag was. I knew you had basically nothing left. But I actually, I was counting up your pieces. I knew you had a minor, the spy, and the nine. All I had left was a two and a one. So the one was the only one that was going to be able to do anything. And I chased your nine all the way back to your backside using a two.
Oh my gosh. You bluffed me that hard?
Yeah. Do you want to do a second game?
I thought you had to go at six.
I give myself an extra half hour every time. I have 20 more minutes at least. I don't have to leave. I'm staying here.
All right, yeah, but
let's just wrap up the conversation.
Yeah, but basically, what I saw was
go ahead
what I found
and,
was
like reset.
What I found was that pre-marriage nightmares are extremely common.
Right,
like almost everybody has them, and so I told my whole cast that I was like, hey, so just so you guys know, this isn't just a goofy scene. Legitimately, people have pre-wedding nightmares all the time, and so when you're doing this scene, just remember you're probably gonna experience this if you ever get married. And the one person in the cast who was married was like, yep, that's pretty straight up. So that is what I learned about dreams. I can't remember really any of the dreams.
I asked if you had strange ones, yeah. I had a really weird one.
Yeah, what was your weird dream?
This is a really long episode, I think.
It's only a half hour right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, depending on how quick this game goes, maybe we'll do a best of three.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had a really weird dream where, I wrote it down.
Yeah, tell me your dream.
Let me go to my dream, to my notes. Wait, where is it? All on my iPhone. Did I put it in my... Oh, there it is. Oh, no, I just... Ah. Yeah, so I was... There was some kind of, like, event I was trying to stop, and I was somehow, like, entirely responsible for stopping this event, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was 100% on me, that it needed to be stopped. And it was weird. It was kind of whatever. You know?
Yeah.
I'm trying something new with this strategy, by the way.
I'm kind of trying something new as well.
Because last time I tried something new, because I never do things the way I did it last time. I just wanted to see how it went.
Yeah.
Because it's been a long time since I played this game, like actual years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting all my pieces out, but I'm going to rearrange all of them really soon. So I was trying to, like, shut something down, and, like, I don't know what it was.
Like a piece of machinery?
I have no idea what it was. But I got a gun that, like, fired these little pellets that would, like, turn people into paste.
Oh, cool.
It was really cool.
Sounds like a Dungeons & Dragons weapon.
Kinda. And, One of the things with it was...
I love it, like, in between, like, us talking, they just hear these clicking sounds.
Well, it's because that's all that's happening between us talking is click, 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 you know? I had this gun that, like, the gun, it shot these pellets that turned people into paste, right?
Yeah.
And I was, like, in this clubhouse, and this... I was hanging out with this girl that we know, but I'm not going to talk about. And there was a clown who, like, busted in, and he had, like, blue hair and kind of blue skin.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, busts in, and he's, like,
Did you just jump two spaces? Yeah. Can you do that?
With a two.
Really?
Yeah, twos can move as many spaces as you want.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, bomb.
Cool. That's why they exist, to find the bombs fast. Yeah.
Can they move as many spaces as you want in any direction, or they just has to be one static direction?
As many as you want in one direction.
Okay. One,
two. Three, they're both twos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this clown, like, busted in, and his, like, skin was kind of blue.
Sorry, you saw that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
His skin was kind of blue, and he's like, my name is Jangles the Clown, and I'm here to steal your gun. He stole my gun. Like, I had two of them, and he stole one, and I, like, hunted him down, and I had, like, this really bad A one-liner where I, like, caught Jangles in, like, a clothing store, in, like, a Nike store, and I was like, I'll see you in hell, Jangles, and I shot him, and he turned into a bunch of blue paste.
Bo Jangles.
And this guy, like, came out of the shower, and he's like, what just happened? Like, what's going on here? I was like, it's none of your business. One, two, three, six. One, two, three, eight. He's like, what just happened? And I was like, don't worry about it. And I picked up my gun and I went back. And
I love it. I think that line is more like badass than the other one. You'd be like, hey, what just happened? Don't worry about it.
And I like left.
Jedi business. Go back to your drinks.
And Jangles like was dead, right? I go back to the clubhouse and I run into Drew.
I love that Drew's there.
And Drew was with a character from an anime. Drew was with, if any of you have watched Attack on Titan, he was with Levi. And Drew and Levi were being really rude. One, two, three, three.
Five.
Okay. One, two, three, seven. Five. Drew and Levi were being, like, actual jerks to me. You know? Mm-hmm. And they were like, what? One, two, three, eight. Two. They were being, like, super rude, and they were like, what's this gun? One, two, three, two. Three. One, two, three, four. They were being, like, super rude. They're like, what's this gun do? Like, give it to us. We could save the world. And I was like, this is the only thing that can stop, like, these horrible monsters that are, like, destroying...
Spotter spot seven.
Spotter's wrong. One, two, three, eight.
Oh, no!
I did the old switcheroo! and Drew stole the gun, and he was, like, running away from me. And I, like, one, two, three, six.
Oh, no.
Drew stole the gun, and he was, like, running away from me. And I was like, Drew, you a-hole. And I, like, chased him down, and I, like, tackled him to the ground. To get the gun back, you know? And then Drew was like, what, I didn't even do anything, like, what are you gonna do about it?
And, I love your Drew impression.
And, like, he didn't have the gun anymore, and he's like, I gave it to Levi, and Levi's in one of the clubhouses. I was like, which clubhouse, Drew? One, two, three, six.
Oh no, this is bad.
I was like, which clubhouse, Drew? And he's like, between 5 and 9 or whatever.
Wait,
like,
what?
Because there were like a dozen clubhouses. One, two, three, six.
Yo, I already attacked that one, didn't I?
Yeah. there were like a dozen clubhouses, and he's like, it's between 9 and 11 or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, and I like leave. And I was like, oh, I should have followed Drew to figure out where he goes. Because he was definitely lying to me. And I followed Drew, and he like shapeshifted into like a black man.
One, two, three, eight.
Six. That's fine. He like shapeshifted into a black man. 1, 2, 3, 10.
Oh no!
And I was like, what
the heck? Bad news, boys.
Drew's this big like black man now, and I didn't know what to do about it. But I still like followed him, and he like went into one of the clubhouses, and he shapeshifted into a little rabbit. He was like specifically like Max from Sam and Max.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Max and Ruby?
No, Sam and Max.
I don't know what Sam and Max
is. I'm pretty sure it's called Sam and Max, and I'm pretty sure Max is the rabbit, but it's like this dog cop and his like really dumb like rabbit partner.
One, two, three, ten.
Oh, I got the switcheroo again. So it's like Sam and Max, and Drew like shapeshifted into Max, and there's all these people like sitting on couch like beanbags watching movies, and I was like, what the heck is happening in this room? And Drew's like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, this is just, what are you looking for? And I was like, shut up, Drew. Like, you're being such an a-hole right now.
Shut up, Drew.
And I like, go through, and I was like, one, two, three, eight. Okay. Bad news bears. I go through, and I was like, all right, Drew, like, what's your beef? And he's like, I don't know where it is. So I was like, whatever. I go back to Clubhouse 5.
I don't know where it is.
I go back to Clubhouse 5, and I open the door, and it's this freaky cave. And there's, like, a bear in the corner, and it, like, starts crawling towards me all weird. And it's, like, this freaky, like, animatronic bear.
Freddy.
Like, no, it was, like, it was more like a Muppet. Like a fully articulated
puppet. Oh, that's
puppet.
Creepy.
And it started, like, coming towards me. That's like, really weird.
Wait, did you go?
Yeah. And then I felt, like, some heavy hands push my back,
mm-hmm.
and I caught myself, and I turned around, and there were two more of them. Like, don't you want to go play with this bear? He's all sad. And I was like, yeah, he scares me. You can play with him. And then they, like, were like, oh, darn. And they, like, left. But then I was like, between 9 and 11, oh, he's in Clubhouse 10. So I go to Clubhouse 10. You're
just, like, using the power of deduction in your dream?
Yeah. And I opened the door, and I got, like, sucked through, and I was in, like, this Dr. Seuss, like, iteration of heaven. There's this really
the places
loud
you'll
choral
go.
Music that just kept getting louder and louder and louder until I woke up and I was like... What just happened? But Jangles the Clown stole my gun.
Jangles the Clown
still bothers
stole
me.
Your gun. That bothered me. I'd be upset about it. You can go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. They're both dead.
Your turn.
1, 2, 3, 10.
Spy.
Is it... Okay, I'm gonna double-check the spy rules to make sure that, like, the spy... Because I want to make sure we do this right.
Yeah.
The marshal loses. If the spy attacks the marshal, if the marshal attacks first, the spy loses.
Oh, no! You know how long I was trying to get that to work?
You had to initiate, you idiot!
One spotter spots 10.
That's fine. I'm hunting you now. Go ahead, spotter.
Spotter retreats.
Spotter dies.
Spotter runs. Spotter.
It's a 5. This game has a lot of trust built into it.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 5. 2. 1, 2, 3, 5. 6.
Oh, now I know. Yeah, it was just one of those things where it was like, just 1, 2, 3, 6. 5.
Damn. I think I've said more swear words in this than I've said in any other podcast episode we've done.
That's probably true.
I might have to put an explicit label on it.
I mean, it's just biblical curses. But it was just a weird dream. There's not a lot of content in this episode. It's mostly just us like being really focused on Stratego.
Yeah.
We're going to release it anyway because we don't care.
Yeah.
But...
No, I'm not joking.
But,
this is, what I actually was thinking about this today. This podcast is really going to be fun because it's going to be, like, just a documentation of us talking.
Well, and, none of it means anything. Like, sure, there's plenty of, like, actual opinions expressed, but, like, it doesn't matter, you know?
The day you realize that nothing matters, everything is falsehoods. The world is your oyster, but it tastes crappy.
Oysters aren't good.
That's true. Oysters aren't good.
One, two, three.
Bomb.
Miner. Miner doesn't fill the space when it disarms.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This game's not going as well for you.
No.
You still have your 10, don't you?
Yes, I do. 6.
1, 2, 3. Yep, it's a 7.
It's a 7.
You know what I still have?
What?
Both of my spotters and my spy.
You have a lot of pieces on the board.
I do. This is a lot closer to how I usually play the game.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to bet these are bombs. I know that's a 9, though. I know that's a 9 is the problem. It's fine. I'm gonna fix things.
I'm gonna fix this mess.
One, two, three, four. Bomb. There's one random bomb. One entirely random bomb just sitting out in the middle of the field. Every other bomb's really carefully placed out, and I was just like, I don't care.
Oh, my guys are walking through Laos.
It's in the same spot that I put the original. Like, that first bomb was there on accident, so I was like, I'm just going to pull it back
once. Yeah, this right here is Indochina. There just happened to be one live bomb in the ground.
Yeah.
This is a Mexican standoff happening right now.
It's because I'm pretty sure those are bombs. I'm leaving, actually. It's your turn, by the way.
Do you want to just call it a day right here?
No.
Call it a draw?
No, I'm pretty sure I've got this one.
I thought you said you have to leave.
No, it's fine. It's a 7.
It's a 9.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll just start advancing down this side.
Okay.
I'm going to attack there. 1, 2, 3, 10. 6. I found your 10!
the quickness.
I'm just so confident in what I'm doing right now.
Things just started escalating very quickly.
1, 2, 3, 7. I found a 7. This is great. One, two, three, four. Three.
Dang it. Oh, gosh. This is frightening.
Oh. One, two, three.
Nine.
Bomb.
No! No!
No! Oh, my gosh. The audience doesn't even understand what's happening. But this is probably one of the most intense games of Stratego for me and Tanner.
This is the second game.
The previous game wasn't as intense as this one. It was a lot more relaxed. This one, I'm like kind of upset that you beat me.
So you're like ultra focused.
Yeah, I'm taking it a lot more seriously. You forced me to stop being casual with Stratego. Guess I'll have to go all out just this once.
Casuals.
One, two, three, four.
Now you're gonna take me.
1, 2, 3, 9.
1, 2, 3, 10.
9.
Now you're gonna take me.
1, 2, 3, 3, spy.
I knew it.
Oh!
I knew it!
Do you even have movable pieces left?
I have one, and the second I move it, you will know.
Is it a 2? Oh. Come on.
It's just this lone guy with a little gun running around the battlefield trying to stay alive.
Don't worry, this guy's about to kill himself in your little minefield here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bomb.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I'm right about your little minefield. But just in case, I still have my miner.
1, 2, 3, 3. Bomb.
Okay. And then it's your turn.
That's the flag.
Okay. Was it a 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this little one guy with a gun running around the battlefield.
I'll show you what my setup was.
Yeah,
that
show
was
me.
Left. Right here was a spotter with a defense from a 2
mm-hmm.
and a 5.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bomb. These are all bombs. There's a spotter in this corner and the flag right next to it.
I knew it. Oh!
That one time, the last game, so usually what I do, and people know I do this, they just can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Usually I'll have the flag and, like, the 9 hanging out in the corner, like right here, so that if you do get close enough to the flag, the 9 can just step out and F you up.
Yeah.
You know? But, that last game, the first game, for whatever reason, I was like, it'd be really funny to just have the 8 just trapped. I accidentally left a bomb out here.
Alright, should we call it a day?
Yeah, let's call it a day. Sorry about this episode, everybody.
If you made it to 45 minutes, I applaud you.
Of listening to us kind of talk about nothing.
I genuinely play Stratego. I genuinely applaud that you just did that.
Yeah, so because it ended in a draw, we basically can't say anything for certain. It was 1-1.
Oh my gosh.
I'm willing to play a third game if you want.
I mean, look, you lost. You did lose one.
I lost one, but I didn't lose best of three.
You didn't lose best of three, nor did I.
Which I can still say. I've never lost a best of three game of Stratego. If you think about it.
That's true, you can still say that. All right, let's sign off.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Sorry if this episode was boring to you. It's just like life's really stressful right now, and I don't want to think too much. Tanner and I both have a lot of things. I at least have a lot of things.
All right, well, same sign off as always.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll do it this time.
Oh, okay.
I'll do the sign off. Okay. 1, 2, 3.